What's up, besties, and welcome to Thursday's episode of Pillows and Beer. I am joined today by my favorite co-host, Mr. Craig Conover, is back on the podcast with us after a busy week by everybody. What's up, Craig?
Yeah, I'm glad we could figure it out. I appreciate it. It's we're still learning. Every day we're learning more about ourselves, right, guys? And podcast is no different. And all you have to do is go watch Madison's Amazon Lives to see why we're so busy right now. But you won't be hearing it from me and Austin. But we're gonna make this work. And this week was just a little chaotic. I had a previously scheduled thing for Panera in New York City, so up here and then flying back to hang with my bud Austin tomorrow. I gotta tell you, Austin, I did not watch, other than a little bit of the Charleston Alabama game, I did not watch any basketball this week. I didn't see a single game.
That tracks. Completely tracks.
How was it? And for March Madness standards, how was it?
Well, if we're being honest, other than a couple of teams on the outside, it's kind of boring that every single 1 and 2 seed has made the Sweet 16, and that hasn't happened in 5 years. And I mean, in terms of like a March Madness, you know, that's boring. I mean, I understand if you're a fan of those 1 and 2 seeds, then you're like, what are you talking about? It's awesome. But as like an outside fan who wants a bunch of madness and bracket busters, that's incredibly boring. And damn, I can see
on $100 on all the underdogs to win, did not make any money.
Yeah. I mean, the lowest seed right now is NC State. They're an 11 seed. They are the only Cinderella remaining. And then basically there's like a 5 seed and Alabama's a 4 seed and everyone else is like a 1 and 2.
My friends told me I'm doing pretty well, other than I picked Kentucky to win and they lost the first round. So
yeah. That'll ruin your bracket. So you can get some good points still if your champion goes down, but you are not going to win any brackets if your champion loses.
How are you in your brackets?
Pillows and Beer bracket, I think I'm sitting at like number 45. Which is crazy.
500 something. Yeah, I think I'm 250. I'm right in the middle.
Where am I?
And then if you look at bracket 2, it shows you like a percentage, and then it shows you what number out of however many million, and I'm sitting at like, you know, 2 million. I'm the 2 millionth, you know, bracket of all the ESPN, you know, submitted brackets, which I mean is pretty decent if you think about it. Yeah, Craig, I know that you didn't watch any of them, and you probably didn't even watch Charleston, did you? Did you?
I watched the second half. I think I was traveling today. Yeah, which it sucks because we played y'all well the second half, but the first half we was shot like 11%. I was texting you. Like,
where are you right now, Craig?
I'm in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering. I was like, those cosmopolitans behind you are not yours.
Yeah, that's the balcony.
Yeah.
I was gonna come back this morning, but just I couldn't like put down my phone long enough, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the 7:30 flight, even though it's late. All I have to do is pack in the morning and.
Oh, you're taking the 7:30 a.m. flight tomorrow?
No, 7:30 p.m.
Okay. I was like, that is a ballsy move for what we have going on tomorrow.
I'm going to go to LaGuardia after this. But, dude, I just walked Paige to work she said it's the first time that she's ever been scared in New York City ever. She asked me to walk her to work.
Because of this punching thing.
And I don't even think it's on the news yet, is it? Did you see it on the news or on TikTok?
I saw it on the news.
On TikTok. And I only saw it because of Katie. You know, Katie was just here and she was like, you know, have you heard about this, you know, women getting punched randomly thing? I was like, what are you talking about? And then then it popped up. I saw Bethany Frankel say that she got punched in the back of the head or something.
No, and
that's the first time that I saw it. Yeah. Because she saw it on TikTok or something, or someone had posted it. Then she was like, no way. She was like, that actually happened to me. I was on my way to so-and-so and someone punched me in the back of the head. It was insane. And then that's when I was like, Katie, holy shit, you were right. Not that I didn't believe her, but
yeah, a couple of them happened right by our restaurant in the West Village.
Do we know what the cause is?
I mean, it just looks like just like the knockout gang or a knockout team. It's these gangs or whoever it is, and they're like in their upper 20s, and if they see a girl on their phone, they go up and punch them in the face.
Oh, and so that's what it is? Like if you're looking at your phone.
Yeah, that's what it's been. And only one girl, and it's all girls walking by themselves, and one girl's boyfriend was in the Uber and got out and beat the guy's ass.
Really?
Like, leaving the restaurant. But like, yeah. Then at old age, I was like, you know, that would be my initial reaction too, but it's scary because you don't know who has a gun or a knife and like all of the like senseless fucking crimes. But she's good. Like, she doesn't wear AirPods and she's rarely looking at her phone. But I watched her on our way to Amazon today and she was nervous.
Was she like looking around?
Yeah. So I was like, Paige, you do realize that that's like a second world country. Like, I just talked to her, you know, the glam team, Taylor and Mitchell. Mm-hmm. But I was like, look, Paige is like, Craig hates New York, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I actually don't. That's why I get so worked up. Like, I love New York City. I just don't agree with anything that they do. Like, there's no currents in the city right now. Like, if you're not going to get in trouble for punching someone in the face, like, then what's going to deter someone from doing it? If you do that shit,
no, look, you're going to get it. I mean, Craig, man, I agree with you. It's you know, going to turn bad. God, that's just not good, man.
No, it's crazy.
Obviously. So
they, and then like our Uber from Newark Airport was $240 yesterday.
Really?
Because they've implemented this new tax on people driving in the city. So now there's cameras on the roads in New York City. And if you're driving, you have to pay a fee, a tax. And I was like, this. And then you just. And so, yeah, they're taxing like Ubers and shit now. So you like it's like the amount of money that you spend here is crazy. And I didn't used to like, I mean, I would make fun of them, but I didn't pay taxes here, so I didn't care. But now that my Uber money is going there, I was like, you guys are just brainwashed. So it's going to be interesting. We're moving communities. So we're, Paige got a new apartment. I don't know if she's telling people where it is yet, but it's a complete different area than what we're in now. So it'll be interesting to have that new chapter. Live in New York City and have you over for breakfast. The place is huge. It's pretty neat. So
bigger than what you're in right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's double the size.
What?
Yeah.
And it's just her.
It's little old Paige. It's got one of those commercial refrigerators, like a commercial kitchen, like those huge ones.
Be like, the like cool thing about New York, you know, it doesn't matter if people know where, you know, she lives. You know, people know that, you know, Taylor Swift has a place in the West Village, and they know that Bradley Cooper does too. They know that Andy does too. Does he live in the West Village or the East Village? Andy.
Well, he lives where we've... No, he lives down the street from our restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's just such like a big, obviously, neighborhood that, you know, you can't just like, you know, go and hunt for someone.
Yeah.
God, dude, that's awesome. That's yeah, I can't wait to see it.
I've only seen pictures, so it'll be neat. And then speaking of our restaurant, we're serving liquor now. So I think, and our friend Jordan looks to be cooking full time in the kitchen. So go check out Carriage House. I've been getting tagged in some banger pictures.
Carriage House is serving liquor in the West Village. So if you're in the West Village, then go and check it out, because just as Craig said, yeah, we have a whole new menu right now. Jordan's in the kitchen cooking. So if you see him back there, make sure to wave and let us know what you think. Tag us, Carriage House NYC.
And buy your tickets for our Denver show, July 26th. It's going to be awesome.
And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too?
Shopify Point of Sale is your command center for your retail store. The POS is perfect for accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Especially with the spring coming, spring shopping in Charleston, our POS from Shopify gets a lot of action. Fortunately, we will have it at the new store in Nashville, and we have used it online since the very beginning of our company.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer. Welcome back to this week's episode of Pillows and Beer.
I have some conspiracies, but we'll get to that a little later. Austin, you have been saying the espresso martini lately, that you drink it at the end of the night. Nick, you're saying that you got some people messaging you saying that's not the case.
Yeah, well, I don't understand it. It's like drinking coffee before going to bed. If I'm drinking it, it was 7:30 at nighttime. It's I wanted to like give a pep in my step.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Nick, I didn't say that anything was wrong with it. I just said that typically I view, me personally, an espresso martini as a dessert drink. And I feel like, or I felt like a lot of people agreed with me. But if you're saying that you're getting some messages saying that, look, I've drank an espresso martini at whatever time of the evening, but typically for me, I have dinner, I do this, and it is like a nightcap for me. And yeah, you're right. It's silly. Crazy. It's silly, right? Because a nightcap, you know, you're not going to go to bed for two more hours.
Right. And so I think what I understand, though, people have espresso and coffee after dinner, though. So you're like, hey, let's just make it jazz it up a little bit. But I also know people drink it as a rally drink where they're like, all right, we're getting after it. Espresso martinis.
I saw something funny that said an espresso martini is just a Red Bull vodka that has been abroad. It's just like a jazzed up version of like a Red Bull vodka. It's just like a fancier kind of version. Well, I studied abroad in Florence this summer. That is an espresso martini. Craig hasn't drank an espresso martini in a while.
No, I was just gonna say, I mean I wasn't gonna say it actually. I was thinking that I was like, I don't know when the last time I ordered one. It was probably I mean, I've had like, you know, tasting the Lover Boys with Kyle, but like ordering an espresso martini, which I love coffee drinks and ice cream and stuff, so I always take a sip. But I mean, I think I tasted one that you got with Parmesan cheese on top once, or with someone.
Yeah.
But I haven't ordered. I was a dirty martini guy with blue cheese olives. I mean,
I still am.
Yeah.
I love them.
Or like Austin and I are trying to think of drinks for our new restaurant, but or the new bar.
I was just about to say that.
What popped in my head is like a spicy, sweet martini. I love something with heat, but that tastes good.
Yeah.
Which most people think of spicy margarita, but like we go to this place called Soul across from my community sometimes, and it's like a spicy blackberry margarita, or like Oku has an incredible passion fruit.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Isn't it called like a hot pepper or a?
I think they call it that at Halls. And then like Gary, Paige's brother, introduced me to the spicy dirty martini. And I was like, damn, why weren't they around when I was still running
spicy dirty martini? Is it made with tequila?
No, but like either a habanero infused vodka or like some tobacco.
Right. Right. I took Katie out to eat the other night and she got like a peppercini martini.
Man.
And I had to take a sip of it and it had some, you know, kick to it. I was like, oh, this is different. This is interesting.
I'm growing tobacco peppers in my garden, so I'll have to make me something with that.
Where did we have an espresso martini that had cheese on top? Because you're absolutely right. That is something that has happened.
Yeah, I don't know where we were. I think we were in New York.
Remember and I'm more of a fan of the tequila espresso martini these days than I am the vodka. That's a hot take.
What kind of tequila?
See what people have to say about that.
What?
I don't know.
Color.
Like a Blanco.
Okay.
Well, like a Reposado could work too. It could absolutely work. But not like Jose Cuervo.
You took me to this like Michelin star cocktail place, like this Japanese guy. And every drink had a different vessel that it was served in. And it was so cool.
In what city?
Select Village.
Katana Kitten.
That was a cool experience.
Yeah. Katana Kitten is a cool spot. And anyone who lives in New York is like.
But I'm pretty sure he was Japanese. Maybe not.
I mean, Katana Kitten, you're like pretty spot on. I mean.
Yeah. It was fantastic. It was a really cool experience. I guess usually it's packed, but like we just hit. Austin and I are lucky that our schedules don't really correlate with others. And so we were there at like 3:30.
Yeah. I feel like, man, maybe Kyle came and met up with us. I don't know.
Jordan.
Oh, Jordan did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a spot that I go to, man, because like I'll leave Carriage House and it's like right around the corner and you can just walk there. It's pretty nice.
And then Austin might be my plus one to the Halls wine thing that I'm judging. Did you decide to come or not?
I totally want to, but I have like once I was talking to about it, because the whole wine competition, you guys should look it up. So obviously Craig and I always talk about Hall wine. Craig's going out there to be a judge for their annual Cabernet cook-off. And the other guest judges that are out there are Brian Baumgartner, which is Kevin from The Office, and then Moira, whose name is Catherine O'Hara, is another judge. I'm like, Craig, you have such a sick lineup. Like, and not to mention that when I went out there, when I was a judge, it was like one of the best days of my life. Like, I can't explain it. It was just like perfect weather. And it was so happy and so fun. And, you know, we popped around to some vineyards and then did the tasting.
Because Paige can't make it. And I was like, we have done romantic things before together. Like we went to Jerry's wedding together.
Jerry's wedding was romantic.
And this just sounds.
And like I tried to make it way more romantic. I was like, Craig, let's go skinny dipping. He's like, no.
Well, it just sounds like something we're going to want to share. And then I think you know Brian already, Baumgartner.
I do. Yeah. And, I mean, he's a lot of fun.
So if you're out, I don't know if it's sold out or not, but Hall Wine's having a Cabernet cook-off April 13th. So you're not going to come?
I have other dates that I'm taking off. And if they're like, yeah, sure, go. But I don't want to compromise the other dates that I need off for like weddings and things like that.
Well, yeah, but you might as well ask.
Yeah, no, true. I did. I floated it.
Oh, good. All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, besties. This is a very special edition of the podcast. It shouldn't be, but it is, because me and Austin are together and with Nick. Nick's in Charleston, I think.
No, I'm in Greenville now.
Nick has been doing some podcasts from some interesting places recently. These backgrounds are... What room are you in, Nick? Are you in a kid's room? Are you in
my cousin's office?
Cousin's office. Okay.
I think it must have been a kid's room. They bought. Oh no, it's a Harry Potter wall. Is what it is, Austin. Look.
Shut your mouth. Is that a flying car?
Yeah.
Is that a flying car?
Yeah.
The Whomping Willow. That's really dope. Why do all roads lead back to Harry Potter somehow, some way? That's really funny. Okay, so you're in Greenville, South Carolina. Nick, I met up with Nick last night, Craig. kind of early on. We had a beer on King Street, and that's where the espresso martini conversation came from.
Gotcha. Well, you mentioned it to me the other day. Paige, what time of night do you have an espresso martini? 8 o'clock. Austin said it's his going home drink.
You sick fuck.
We've got some conspiracies.
Been called that a few times.
Yeah, Paige has got loaded with conspiracies. One, all right. So you know, like the owner of the CEO of the shipping company, which some people are saying she doesn't own the boat that crashed, but like 4 days ago,
into the Baltimore Bridge. Right?
Yeah, her Tesla locked her in her car, claimed it had a power failure, but then reversed into a pond and drowned her, locked all the doors and drowned her. Mitch O'Connell's like sister-in-law.
That's okay, not say that again. Because
did I say that?
But that sounds like a conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy. No, look it up. So the Tesla locked her in her car and drove into a lake and she drowned.
After she crashed the boat?
No, 4 days prior to the boat accident. She didn't crash.
I'm so confused. Okay.
Okay, so Angela Chow.
Thank you.
Was the CEO of a shipping company.
Okay.
And she is Senator Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law.
Got it. Okay. See, that's obviously the part I missed.
Her Tesla drove into a Texas pond and she drowned to death. They're trying to say she was intoxicated, but like, it doesn't make any sense.
Because if she was not, we'd get
to drive a car and drive home. Yeah, like
that is a plot of a television show that I feel
really
like
is. I've That's seen. Right.
Maybe Southern.
I've seen this.
Not
what
she
say.
She said maybe Southern Charm. Who do you want to be in the car, Paige? Oh, okay.
She said myself.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be in the car? Go, me. That's like the perfect answer. I mean, it has to be. You can't say anyone else but yourself.
She was like, Paige, like, you got to get one of these hammers to break the window in your car. And I was like, I obviously have that.
I do.
Do you know what to use to break your windows if you do not have a hammer?
A coin.
No, and by hammer, guys, there's a special thing that you can keep in the napkin holder on your door. Wait, what do you call the pocket on your door? I call it the napkin holder.
I call it like a crumb. I mean, it only catches crumbs. I don't know what the hell it is.
Oh.
Well, yeah, man. The little coins, like the little thing right there.
No, on your door.
Yeah, on your door. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, no, down below.
Oh, down below.
Oh, right. Yeah. I have a lot of napkins down there.
So if you don't have anything to break your window with, you use your seatbelt. So you undo your seatbelt and you put the metal clip in your fist and you punch through the window.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
On Mythbusters, they also, you open the window, let the car fill with water, and then you can just open the door.
Well, that's how what? What are you, a stuntman?
Really?
No, that's how they did it on Mythbusters. They were like,
I actually remember that episode of Mythbusters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because then there wouldn't be any pressure against it. But still, that's, you got to be ready to hold your fucking breath and keep your cool.
Well, you're punching a window. You're using a lot of energy to do that.
Yeah. Well, when it comes rushing.
Because then it's just going to hit you all in the face. No,
as opposed to you open it up and you're like, okay, like I've gone this far. Now I have to go through with this.
I mean, both things that I've done for myself. Our nightmare.
Basically, you gotta stay calm. As calm as you can.
You have to stay calm.
Well, when your robot car is trying to kill you, that's.
Well, yeah, I guess this is in a normal car.
I mean, look, science fiction is coming true. I mean, isn't there a video? Like, didn't the end of the world video that you just watched, Austin, start with a shipping container losing power and like running aground?
Yes.
And it's just happened in Baltimore.
Oh, that weird like Julia Roberts movie or whatever. Yeah.
It wasn't weird. It totally could happen. I feel like it totally could happen because.
What do you think it would take for you to be like, I need to get to Charleston pretty quick? Come here.
What does that even mean?
Like, if the shit's in the van?
Like, if shit's in the van, like I said, what would have to happen for you to be like, I probably should get to Charleston pretty quick?
A meteor would have to hit my direct apartment unit.
Craig, you walked into that. Yeah. Like, I don't know what you were thinking that she was going to say.
The Harris Teeter goddamn lines all moved down there.
Oh, wait, what about the Harris Teeter lines?
He thinks everyone moves slow in Charleston.
I can't go into the Harris Teeter without having a fucking panic attack.
I haven't been. Whoa.
Because one time we went to get. Because, like, when you're getting a sub made, like, everyone's talking to each other and the deli workers are talking to each other.
Yeah.
Subs made. It took 2 hours.
She had to go sit in the car once. That was when you first started to hang out down there. But now, like, that's, the self-checkout lines.
That's funny. Things I've never thought about.
Well, I told him that this was the first time that I've seen you a little worried on the street.
This is the first time in 10 years of living in New York City I've been scared.
Do you have any friends, Paige? Do you have any friends that have been victim?
Do you know anyone that got hit?
I don't know them directly, but, like, a few girls I follow on TikTok, yeah, they were.
Wow.
Austin said Bethany Frankel got punched. Yeah. It's crazy. Where's your sister live?
Upper East area.
Oh, she does?
Well, it's like a Midtown East. It's like right on the cusp of, you know, Upper East.
So close.
Yeah.
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 Austin's excited to see the new apartment.
Oh, it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, congrats, by the way. That's awesome.
It's two times the size of this. Isn't that crazy? I didn't tell him where it is. Can I tell him where it is? Upper West Side.
Dude, I haven't explored. It is an untapped territory of New York City for me. I feel like every time I come, I'm like, I want to go check out, you know, the Upper West Side or the Upper East Side more. So
people shit on it, but it's a lot of families, but they have, the Upper West has some of the best Italian restaurants in New York City, I think.
All right. Well, let's get Gary to come through, you know, wearing a wife beater and just fucking let's just order it up.
Into the Austin Gary friendship more.
I meant to tell you. I meant to tell you this.
I don't know if it's healthy for either of you.
You don't know what?
If it's healthy.
Gary's a maniac and I love it.
It happened and I'm scared.
It's hilarious. Gary and I are. We're engaged in a full-on fucking DM conversation right now. We are sending each other.
That you were making your Europe plans together.
He literally is talking to me about post-Capri plans. He's like, let's go to Milan, and then we're going to go. I forget where else he said. I'll just look it up.
We're going to honeymoon.
I mean, Gary and I are basically going to go on a little mini moon.
Well, that's great.
Gary.
What about that? What else? Oh, and then obviously Diddy's on the run, but they arrested him. But a lot of people are saying that the man that they arrested is 100% not Diddy.
It's a doppelganger.
What? Really?
Capri, Milan, and then Como. That's what Gary wants to do with me this
time. You guys are going to Lake Como together?
He literally said Como. I was like, Gary, do you have like a girlfriend or something that like you're also going to bring along? He was like, why are you asking me that, bro? That's weird. I was like, it's not weird. I just want to know if you have a girlfriend. Like, should I bring mine? Like, what are we talking here? He just has fucking aspirations.
The beach kind of guy.
What'd Austin used to be that, but he's not anymore. She said Gary's a big don't bring sand to the beach kind of guy.
Yeah. I can tell.
Sometimes I wish his crab was single so that they can hang out.
Well, why do you think that he talks to me so much? Because he's like, you know, Craig's boring, man, because he's dating my sister. So I want to become friends with Austin.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of a great power plus.
It's, you know, and Craig's like, hey, man, well, what's wrong with me? And he's like.
He's also hedging it for like, if me and Paige don't work out, he doesn't have to break up with you, you know, like him and you would still be friends. That would really make for an interesting network of ties between us.
Greg would be like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, hey, dude, I'm going to hang out, you know, with Gary tonight. You're
like, I'm friends with Sierra.
What is happening?
I'm friends with Gary and
Nate. Yeah. Which, yeah, no, I'm not going to go there.
We could have our own reality show. Hey, guess what? We both do.
It's so weird. It's almost like our friend group should have a reality show. Oh, wait.
Oh, it's so silly.
Oh, wait. Craig was just high as balls on Summer House. Telling the new guy that it was totally cool that he's hitting on Paige. Why wouldn't you hit on Paige?
Yeah, I just said
it was actually a good move, Craig. And I know that you're proud of it.
It was the only move.
He thought he had me in checkmate, but I had a move.
I reversed everybody on that one. And, you know,
that was
reversed all four. Wasn't even really him. It was Kyle. Kyle's the one that got reversed on.
And just when you thought that it was going to be Kyle that was going to have to answer for some stuff, he pulls the Uno reverse on you, and then you pulled the Uno reverse on him.
Well, yeah, it was quite beautiful, actually. I love that we can appreciate each other's art.
All right, dude. Well, I have a Zoom call with Gary to kind of iron out our details in Como together. So I guess this is where I leave you guys. Anything else that you want to add, Craig?
All right, guys. Well, that was fun to podcast together again. It's funny. I read the same question every week and we never answer it because I don't have one, but it's been on there for at least 2 years. What's the coolest thing you've ever done?
I knew it. I knew that was the one, dude. I knew that was the question.
I know Arthur bartended in New Zealand and I read Craig's book with all the different things he has done, but what would you say is the number one thing? Yep. I still don't have an answer for that.
Wait, like, so what's the coolest thing that you think? What'd you say, Craig?
What's the coolest thing that you've ever done?
He said, fuck his girlfriend.
I was just
Craig, you fucking loser. I like it. No wonder why Gary wants to hang out with me more.
The coolest thing you've ever done is throw the first pitch at the Orioles game.
Oh yeah, throwing the first pitch of the Orioles game was cool. But I think moving to the Bahamas for a year.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was a good move, Craig. That was a good move. I just had like 3 years of being like a vagabond where I literally was in Vail and then New Zealand and then moved to Madison, Wisconsin, opened a bar with my buddies, and then I was like, I need to chill.
I tell people that a lot. Actually, whenever they're like, Madison, I'm like, oh, Austin opened a bar there.
Yeah, I opened a bar there. I didn't know what I was doing. I was like 25, and we were just having the most fun. And then I was like, I need to chill out for a second. And so then I moved to Charleston, and I guess I did the opposite of chill out. I found myself friends with you idiots. And now here we are.
All right, besties. Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Bye, guys. Bye, Paige. Bye, Nick.